Okay, Rabosang. Just the Liad mean a nice ha'ara at the end of the last year. If we're talking about according to the Rav, giving the Kohen Gadol a special status, and that status is. Maybe has to do with particularly taking the place of Aaron HaKohen more so than just being the biggest Kohen. Kohen Gadol literally is the biggest Kohen, right? Not just the biggest Kohen. He is taking over for Aaron. Then it works very, very well that we learn it from Miluim, because in fact, what was Miluim all about? A, the Miluim was about being Mekadesh the Kohanim, giving them a status. There it was going from nothing to being Kohanim, but it was definitely about giving a status to the Kohanim. And particularly, it was something that was done specifically for Aaron. Okay, it was Aaron and his sons, but it was done a little more for Aaron than his sons. Aaron did more than his sons did, even though they all did something. So it makes a lot of sense that we learned from Miluim if we're trying to give the Kohen a status, because that's what Miluim was all about. And particularly if that status has to do with Aaron. And perhaps going further and say we're deliberately trying to recreate the Miluim. We're deliberately trying to mimic the Miluim, like before each Yom Kippur, have a mini Miluim. Why have a mini Miluim? Not just because the Miluim led up to an important day or an important place. And Yom Kippur is an important day and an important place and an important avoda, but because we want to regain that status that Aaron gained to the Miluim every year for Yom Kippur. So it's very, very nice. If you take the Rav's approach that we're giving status to the Kohen, then it works out. Then the parallel to Miluim is very, very, very sharp. Okay, let's go weiter a little. Let's start again from Naftalim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, according to me, who says I learned from Miluim as opposed to Sinai, it works very well. That both the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen Sofer Sapara, you have to hazah from the Mechatas, the Paraduma water on them, for the 7 days of sequestering. Because we learned from Miluim, just like in Miluim, there was hazah, right? Moshe took from Min Hadam Asher LaMizbeach Mishemen HaMishcha, if you'll allow me to quote a pasuk, Baal Peh, Vayazal Aron, etc., etc., right? He sprinkled on Aaron, this blood mixed with Shemen HaMishcha. So here also we have sprinkling. Ella lididach, the Alphas v'sinai, hazah v'sinai mihavoi. But according to you, who learned from Har Sinai, there was no hazah on Har Sinai. So where do you get the idea of their maza all 7 days? Agav, I just want to point out, Tosos here asks, there was hazah on Har Sinai. It says, v'yikach Moshe Sadam v'yizrok al ha'am. So Tosa's question here is again Targum Unkelus and Rashi and Chumash. Targum Unkelus and Rashi and Chumash say Vayizrok al Ha'am doesn't mean he literally sprinkled the blood on the people. It means he poured it on the Mizbeach to be mechaper for the Am. But there was no sprinkling, no throwing things on people at all. So okay, Tosos is obviously assuming against Unkelus, against Rashi, that like the literal meaning of the word, that they sprinkled the blood on the people at Har Sinai. But Tosa says that's still not a valid makor, because that was not to prepare the people to prepare Moshe Rabbeinu who went up to Har Sinai. It had nothing to do with the preparation to enter the Machane Shechina. That was for the whole nation. So it was obviously just for a bris. So either way, either there wasn't any hazah on Har Sinai at all, if you interpret like Unkelus and Rashi and Chumash there, or like Tosos, there wasn't any hazah on the particular person who had to be prepared to go into the Makom Kedusha on Har Sinai. So Amar Levi Tamech Minichav Miluim Dam Hachamayim. Shlokish says to Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? It's not a good parallel for you either, because the Miluim they sprinkle blood on them, and here they sprinkle water on them, meaning water with ashes of paraduma, but it's water. Halo Kasha, the Tanu Rabbi Chia Nichzumayim Tachas Dam. That's not difficult. Rabbi Chia teaches the Brisa. The Mayim substitutes for Dam. El Yidach Hazabasinu Mehavoy. Amalei Mayim LeBialma. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan could say Mayim and Dam are equivalent. Rish Lakish is in trouble, and the answer is you're right. That part is only Darabanan. Even though he thinks he learns, or seemingly Doraisa, the Pashup shouted that Doraisa in the Sugyas from Sinai. But the part about the sprinkling is just an added Maila Midrabanan. Here, when it comes to Nichzumayin Tachas Dam, it's a little tricky one. What do you mean Nichzumayin Tachas Dam? What does Hazav Mayim have to do with Hazav Dam? They're two totally different things. I understand they're both a mice of sprinkling, but they're two totally different sprinklings. And here I think we have three approaches in the Rishonim for understanding Nechnesu Mayim. Tachas Dam, one is Tosos here, who sort of gives up. Says Tosos, Nechnesu Mayim Tachas Dam, how can it be the Mayim said, Mayim and Dam have nothing to do with each other? So it must be this is all Lav Davka, the Lav Lagami Droshkamur, he had the Gamri Miluim, El Asmach, the Bialma. That's really, Tos says, the whole Milum is an Asmach, the Bialma. You know why water and sprinkling down can be equivalent? Because it's all an Asmach, the Bialma, and it's not really a serious drusha anyway. So if it's not a serious drusha anyway, then do whatever you want. Right? As he says, he interprets the Pasuk here, Kipshuto Shel Mikra. The Pshuta Shel Mikra obviously says, Kasher Saba Yom Hazek, Tivashem Lasos Lachapar Lechem, is not referring to Yom Kippur and or Paraduma. It's referring to just like I commanded you to do on the first of the 7 days, so too you have to do on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh of the 7th days. And therefore, Tos concludes with, Kim Dasmach B'Yalmahui, who Ein Lachosh Yamin Nechzud Mayim Tachas Dam. Yeah, you can say whatever you want, because Dasmach B'Yalmah, there's no real comparison between Mayim and Dam. So how about the comparison of Mayim? And Dam says Tosfos that there's no comparison. If there's no comparison, then how come our sugya says there is? Because our whole sugya is an asmach to the alma and not really serious anyway. That's a good question. How does he understand why Rish Lakish says shouldn't it be ma'akev if it's just an asmach to the alma? Like, why don't we going to just say, answer, it's an asmachta b'yalma. Unless you say, either, Rish Lakish saying it's not a good asmachta to, like, learn from something that's ma'akev and then say it's not ma'akev, but it's a little funny. Or say that only here he admitted it was an asmachta b'yalma, and over there he hadn't admitted yet. Which would then also be another answer to, you know, why he's not bothered by the kashiks. In the end, he admits it's asmachta b'yalma. Yoni. Correct. If par is a ma'ilu b'alma, then this seems like it's real, right? This toast is a big chiddush. In a chanami, toast is a big chiddush. Toast would have to say either that then they thought it was real and only here they admit it's an asmachta, or that there's ma'ilu b'alma and there's a smachta, which is also a big chiddush, because the ma'isa, they're both only ma'ilu b'alma. So you're right. Unless you say they only merchadis that here. Yes.
Could you really say that Rashi's parish on the Chumash supports that? Like, that's Shita Rashi? That's an asmachta. That his parish on Pshuta Shel Mikra.
No, because Rashi and Chumash only says the Pshuta Shel Mikra. So he asked if the Rashi and Chumash supports that it's an asmachta. No, because Rashi just said the pshat is to do it all 7 days. He didn't necessarily say that the drash is only an asmachta. Rashi and Chumash sometimes say there's pshat and drash. That doesn't mean the drash is asmachta. That just means he wants to learn pshat and drash. So I'm not going to be convinced of that. Agav, it's not so pushing in Tosos, because in Dibra Maskal Hazaa, Tosos says, without going through the whole question, Inami, Yesh Lomar, Filaman, Degamri, Lu, and Sri, Lady, Cross, Machta, Bialma. It's the Inami that it's a Smachta, Bialma. Sounds like Tosos doesn't think it's a done deal. He has two deus. Maybe it's a Smachta, Bialma, maybe it isn't. Over here, he answered a Smachta, Bialma, but he's not 100% sure it's a Smachta, Bialma, because then in the next one, he says, Inami, it's a Smachta, Bialma. So it could very well, and he seems to assume before that it's a real d'oraisa. So it certainly sounds like there may be two deus in Tosos, but at the very least one day in Tosos, and Tosos de Rassel Nichnas, who only mentions this dea, says Asmachta B'Alma. The radically opposite approach is the Me'iri. Says the Me'iri, it is a complete equation. Mamish Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam L'chol Devar V'nyan. The Me'iri says something very radical. Here he says, what was unique about the Shivas Mei Miluim? In the Shivas Mei Miluim, there's no Paraduma yet. The Parsha of Paraduma was not said yet. The Parsha of Paraduma was not said until after the Shivas Mei Miluim. So Achlo Nisra Parah says to me, Iri Hayamazim Bedam, Ala Derech Hanemar Parsha Miluim, Misha Nisra Parah, Nichzu Mayim Tachas Dam, Lo Hayamazim Betome, Elba Mechatos, except for Azaz Metzora. He said something very radical here. I'm not sure how far to take it, because it's a little tricky to know what happened before the Parsha of Paraduma. Because after all, before the Parsha of Paraduma was also before many other Parshas. So we're not sure, like, which parts of the Torah applied then, which parts of the Torah didn't apply then, right? Not every part of the Torah applied before Aleph Nisan, the year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Torah was given you know, parsha by parsha, as it says in the Chumash. But the Meiri says, not nichlusu mayin tachas dam for this drasha. No, nichlusu mayin tachas dam legamre before the parsha paraduma. Not parshas chukas. I mean, Chazal say parshas chukas was said a little earlier. But before Hashem said parshas chukas, the way to be mitar all tumas was by sprinkling dam. After Parshas Chukas, we change from Matar Tumas with Mayim. But here it seems like it's a real equation. It's all about Tumah Vatara, which was the sheet of the Meiri that you had on the board last time. Where did you get this crazy idea that's against the shot of everything? That the whole priesthood was for Tumah Vatara? Maybe from here, because Nichnas Umayim Tachas Dam is so important, complete equation. He says that Dam was Mitaher Mitumah during the Zion Yemei HaMiluim. And therefore, the Dam, it's all the same thing, and it's all Tara from Tumah. There's a Tosas Rush, it's a little funny. There are two Tosas Rushes on this Sugya. I'm not exactly sure what's shot with them, because in the Bar Ilan, it has parentheses around one of them. There's a lot of steers in the Tosas Rush here. And in the Bar Ilan, they always have parentheses around them from their edition. The Masada Rav Kook doesn't say anything about it. So I still haven't, like, figured out exactly what they mean by that. But in any case, the Tosas Rush, so I can't resolve, like, why he doesn't say, I mean, I could try, but I can't totally resolve why he doesn't sound this. I mean, I'm not sure if I can resolve why he doesn't say the same thing every case, but in Dibur Maskol Amarta, says the Tosas Rush, Usvaruhu, Madam She'en Matbila Matarin, Mayim She'matbila Main of Din She'matarin. He says, Dam is Matahir. He says it's all about Tara. Again, it doesn't say that anywhere in the Parashas HaMiluim. In the Chumash, it doesn't say the Dam of the Shiras HaMiluim was for Tumah Vatara. I would have thought it was for Kedusha or Kapara or something, not for Tara. But says it tells us Rosh, no, the Dam is Matahir and the Mayim is Matahir. And then it makes sense, Nechzu Mayim Tachas Dam. If Dam, which is not normally something you retire from Tumah, is Matahir in that case, then Mayim, which you build Mikvahs out of, for sure is Matahir, even though it's Mayim Paraduma. But I think this also goes with the Tosos Rush, Dibur Maskal Amarta, who says that the Dam was Mitahir. It's a little funny. What happened to the idea of getting Paraduma by Mara? It's a great question. What?
I think. Yeah. The Meiri only says Kodem Shnisrafa Paraduma. It sounds like they already got the
Meiri doesn't. You're right. The Meiri doesn't say before they got the Parsha. He says before it was done, before it was burnt. So that resolves it. But they might have gotten the Parsha a long time ago. But until they actually burnt the Paraduma, the halacha didn't change. Right. They didn't have one. Or maybe they weren't told to do it yet. They were told the Parsha, but they weren't told it was time to do it yet. After all, forget it. They couldn't do it yet. Because you need the Giza El Nochach Pnei Olmoy Midama Sheva Pamim. So until there was an Olmoy, they couldn't do it. So therefore, even if they got the entire Parshas Chukas at Mara, I mean, the first part, obviously not the part about, not the rest of it, but they got the entire Parshas Para at Mara, they still couldn't have done it until after the Shiras Meimi Luim, because you need Nochach Pnei Olmoy. Okay, so we solved that problem. Right, correct. So that's a little funny. It's a stira. Was it one of the parshios taught on Yom Shmini, or was it one of the parshios? But in any case, it wasn't Nisrafa Par yet, so forget when the parsha was given. Not our concern now. The Meiri is good because it wasn't Nisrafa. The first Tos Rush is something a little different. The Hazav Miluim was not because of Tumah. The Hachtoch Mishum Chash Tumah. How can you compare the Dam and the Mayim? How can you say Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam? The Mayim of the Paraduma is for Tumah. And the Dam is not for Tumah. What's it for? I don't know, it's for Kedusha, Kapara, for like, you know, whatever was going on there. It's not for Tumah. Who mentioned Tumah Vatara in that Parsha? We just learned the idea of Hazaa, right? So now, this Tosas Rush seems to be close to the other Tosas Rush. Bedochach, maybe I could say, it's not a Stira. They're both for Tara, just not Tara from Tumah. And then it's not a Stira. The Dam and the Mayim are both for Tara, just the Mayim is for Tara from Tumah. And the Dam is for Tara from just being Chol, from just, Gashmius. So if you want to, I could resolve this through in the Tosas Rush. It could also be these are two different deus in the Tosas Rush. So I'm not sure, but in any case, what the Tosfos Rosh here is saying, it definitely sounds like a stira. You know, it doesn't sound like they are, you know, saying the same thing, but what the Tosfos Rosh is saying here, Dibra Hamasko, Hainu, he says, Shem Hazaa Chadhu, meaning a partial equation. Or a similarity, right? Okay, partial equation is good enough. They're not mamish the same thing. However, it's not just an asmach to be alma. Shem hazah chadhu. There's an idea called hazah. Because he didn't say asmach. If he said, if he meant asmach, he should have said so. Especially given who is it, Yoni Ta'ara, that the whole sugya sounds very much like it's not an asmach. If you want to say an asmach, you should say so. If you want to say something that's against the thrust of the sugya, you have to say it. That's my hanocha. Okay, so it could be Shem Hazachadhu. What does this mean, Shem Hazachadhu? So, you know, it meaning Hazah is Hazah, even though they're two different kinds of Hazah. So, again, if you want to say there's no steer in the Tosfos Rosh, they're both for Tara, just Tara from Tumah versus Tara from Stam, you know, Olam Hachol, Olam Hagashmi, then we understand. It's a Shem Hazachadhu of Tara. But it sounds more like these are two different opinions of Tosfos Rosh, maybe even two different, you know, tradition of Tosfos Rosh. Again, I don't know why that, someone should find out where this parenthesis comes from. Right, the, you know, I don't know. All right, we have to figure out what's shot with the, where this Tosfos Rosh came from. But in any case, if you take just this Tosfos Rosh, it sounds like he's saying one is for Tara, one is not for Tara. But nonetheless, it's a real limud because it's Shem Hazah Chadhu, because it's both Hazah, and the important part is Hazah, regardless of exactly what that Hazah is coming to do. The important part is Hazah. Yes. Where are we getting that assumption? You're right, that's an assumption. So Rish Lakish says back, the Lima doesn't include Hazah. Hazah is a separate Maida that was added later. Why do they assume that the Lima has to include Hazah? I'm not sure. I'm not sure, meaning, why do they assume that? I'm really not sure. Like, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan also say, for me, it's also Ma'il B'Yalma. I'm not sure. That's with their assumption. In any case, oh, I shouldn't say Tosos. I meant Tosos Rush, obviously. Anyway, what is this Shema Zachadhu? You could just say, Shema Zachadhu, leave me alone. Or you could say that maybe you could add a little more based on what the Rav said. The Rav says, he's not talking about this Tosos Rush, Shema Zachadhu. Right, the Rav didn't learn Tosos Rush. But what the Rav says is that why do we need to sprinkle on the Paraduma? Not like the Meiri because it's for Tumah Vatara. It's preparing him for Avoda. But preparing him for Avoda includes also Tumah Vatara. Not the point is Tara. The point is preparing for Avoda. But one of the ways he prepares for Avoda is to make sure he has no chash of Tumah. So according to the Rav, it will work a little better, right? According to the Rav, the piece that I gave last time would work a little better, that they're both hazaos to prepare the Kohen for Avoda. Okay, Shema Zachadu, it's not enough to just have him be in a place. It's not enough for him to just intellectually think about things. It's not enough for him to just have a frame of mind. You have to do something to his body to prepare him. Oh, what to do to his body? We're not talking about surgery. You sprinkle, you have to do something to his body to prepare him. That's Shema Zalchadhu. In the Miluim, it was sprinkling the dam in order to give him a high level of Kedusha, or Kapara, or whatever it was for. And Lidoros, it is sprinkling Paraduma to prepare him for Avoda, to make sure that he's Tahar for the Avoda, because that's also the Chal preparations for Avoda. So according to the Rav's Kiddush, that even the Tumah Vatara was the Chal preparing for Avoda, not an independent idea. It's part of it. It's a se'if of preparing for Avoda. You can understand the Shema Zachadhu a little better. Just like in the Miluim, they had to prepare him for Avoda by doing something to his body. Likewise, the Doros, you have to prepare him for Avoda by doing something to his body. What do you do to his body? Obviously, you don't change his body. You must just put something on his body. Oh, what do you put on his body? Whatever would prepare him for Avoda. What would prepare him for Avoda? Well, to avoid any Shash Toma, because Toma passes Avoda, the Paraduma water would prepare him for Avoda. So maybe that's what the Tosfos Rosh is saying in this third approach. Okay, so we have three approaches. Two radical ends of the spectrum and a middle approach to understanding Nichzumayim Tachazdan. Yes.
Why can't you say Well, I can't just say that the Tosfos HaRosh is related to two different stages in the Shekel V'Tari of the Gemara. The first stage of Havoy Namazav and Miluim, he understands, yeah, he raises the issue of Tuma and...
Abe is suggesting a good way to resolve this fear of the Tosfos HaRosh. It's just two different stages in the Shekel V'Tari. The first rush at the beginning of the sugya, when we don't ask the question of isn't Mayim and Dam different? When we don't ask that question, he says, why don't we ask the question? The answer is because Shema Zalchadhu. But then they do ask the question. I mean, at first we think Shema Zalchadhu, and that's why we don't ask the question. But then Reish Lakish asks the question, Mayim and Dam are different, meaning he's saying Shema Zal is not Chad. And once he says Shema Zal is not Chad, what does Rabbi Yochanan answer? He has to answer back, Nifsu Tachas Dam, they're both for Tara. So I think I like Abe's answer, right? Better than me saying it's machlokas than Tosfos HaRosh in two different dais and a parentheses, which I don't know where it came from, or saying that there's no steer, they're both Tara, just not from Toma, which is very dachuk. Abe says, no, there's the Havmin and the Maskana. In the Havmin, before Reish Lakish pressed him, he thought Shema Zal Chadhu. Then Reish Lakish says that stupid Shema Zal is not Chadhu. So then he said, you're right, but it's both for Tara, because Nichzu Mayim Tachas Dam. So I like that. I like that Ha'ora very much of Abe. That maybe this is Lefi Hamaskana, this Tosfos HaRosh, and this Tosfos HaRosh is Lefi HaHavamina. I like that very much, Abe. Thank you. That's a good Hesber. That's exactly the beginning. He didn't say Mayim Tachas Dam. He just says Hazah, Shema Zal Chadhu. In the end, he changes his mind and says Mayim Tachas Dam. Because he wants to... I guess he wants to explain what changed from the Havmin to the Maskana. So he has to tell you the Havmin and then the Maskana. I like that. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Let's go Vayter a little. Says the Gemara. Tanya Kvasid Rav Yochanan, Tanya Kvasid Reish Lakish. There's a price, I like each of them. Tanya Kvasid Rav Yochanan, Bezos Yavo Aaron Al Kodesh, B'masha Amr B'inyan. Bezos Yavo Aaron Al Kodesh. What's Zos? Zos is what was said above, what was said. Mahi, the Inyan demiluim, Zos means the demiluim. He should like, Zos means he should take the demiluim and prepare for the Kodesh. Now, how do we know Zos refers to the demiluim? Here is a machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says, and I think Rashi's not the most adorable shot. Rashi says, Zos is an extra lashon. An extra lashon is marba something, right? Kroy yaseirahu, udrosh vihachi, amur b'makam acher. Right, meaning Zos is a reboy, or reboy is marba something, and Mismara, they figure the best thing to be marba is the miluim. Okay, that's Rashi. That's just Stam. Zos is marba miluim. How did they pick miluim? Zos could have been marba anything in Kolter Akula. Logically, they thought it made sense. It could be. Logically, there is a good comparison. After all, we're preparing 7 days for one, preparing for a special day. But the Tosfos Yeshanim says, based on the Rishalmi, a better shot because, like, they didn't have to figure it out on their own. Bezos of Aral Kodesh is not the drush is not from Bezos. It's from Vaydavar Shalom Moshe Acharei Moshe Bnei Aaron Bekarv Son Bnei Hashem Vayamusu Vayomer Shalom Moshe Deberel Aaron Achicha Yalevov Chalais Al Kodesh Meis Al Parok etc. Bezos of Aral Kodesh is because this whole parsha is called Acharei Moshe, right? The parsha of Yom Kippur is called Acharei Moshe. Why? Because the start of none of you dying. When did none of you die? On the Yom HaShemini after the Shiva Yimei Miluim. So just like none of you died in the Yom HaShemini after Shiva Yimei Miluim, likewise Yom Kippur is a Yom HaShemini after Shiva Yimei Hafrasha. Okay, so either Zos just Misvara, they had a reboy, or it wasn't from the word Zos, it was from the Parsha, which is talking about Zos, is what we're talking about until now. And until now, we've been talking about the Miluim, because it's Nadav and Avihu. Obviously, the comparison of Nadav and Avihu to Yom Kippur is very, very crucial. It's so obvious that you don't need to say any lumdus. Nadav and Avihu went into the Kodesh the wrong way and died. And the whole Yom Kippur is, right? Right? That Aaron should not go the wrong way into the Kodesh and die. Rather, he should go the right way into the Kodesh, which is the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So obviously, just in Pashup Shat, without anything fancy, Yom Kippur is the opposite of Yom HaShmini. In Yom HaShmini, some people went into the Kodesh the wrong way and died. And in Yom Kippur, Aaron has to go in the right way so that he will not die. Obviously, the goal is not to die. The goal is to accomplish things. But he has to not die in order to accomplish anything. Lefnayv lefnim. Okay, so in any case, we have a hint here to the Miluim. So And Ma'arim being Milu, and Aaron Pirashiva Shimishom Echon Mosa Masa Lokal Shivakidan Kobavoda. Aaron sequestered himself 7 days and then served on the 8th day. And Moshe taught him all 7 days in order to prepare him for Avoda. Likewise, Ladoros, right? The Kohen Gadol has to sequester for 7 days and then serve on the 1 day of Yom Kippur, and 2 Talmid Chachamim of the students of Moshe to exclude Tzedukim, because we know the Tzedukim and the Purushim, everyone knows, had this big machlokes, whether you first put the Ketores on the coals and then go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, that was them, or first go into the Kodesh Kedoshim and then burn the Ketores, that's us. So they throw in here that obviously it has to be people who keep the Mesorah of Moshe, not people who make up their own religion. Mikan Amr Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippur Mafrishin Kod Gadol Beisol Lishkas Parhedrin. Okay, and that's the mucker of Afrasha Lishkas Parhedrin, right? The Rav, he really built a lot off this. Moshe taught him, and says, we see from here, from Moshe teaching about the Avodah and the Talmidim, who know the proper Masorah of the Avodah, not the Tzedukim teaching him, that the purpose of this Afrasha is not like a purely spiritual mindset. It is not to Mavatara, but to prepare him for the Avodah, which obviously includes Tara and includes the spiritual mindset. But it's more generally to prepare him for Avodah, just like we sequestered the Kohen Gadol, we sequestered the corner surface of Parah, like we saw in Dafez, to a different office, the office that's by the, that's facing the Bira in the northeast. And both them, we sprinkle them all 7 days from all the paradumas that are there. Right, this is the Bricer, the same as the Bricer we saw before. And if you say that was Dam here, it's Mayim, but the Mayim substitute for the Dam. The Amar Kasher also began with that Tziva Hashem Lasos Chaper Lechem, Lasos Elamaisa Para, Lechaper Elamaisa Yom Kippurim, like the Bryce on Daf Beis. Okay, so that supports Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks, V'hai Bezos, V'vai Leilu Gufei, V'far B'makar Lechatas, V'ayah Lo'ola. Bezos, what do you mean Bezos Yovar and Lekodesh means with what's said? Meaning either according to Rashi, some extra thing, we figure out it's Miluim, or according to Zishanim, the extra thing that was referred to 2 psukim ago, which is Nadav and Avihu. We need Bezos for the Pash Pshuta Shal Mikra. Bezos Yavor and Al-Kodesh, Befar B'Makar L'Chatas V'Ayilola, that he has to bring a Par L'Chatas and Ayilola. Now, Amri, Ila Karb L'Chud, Ila Mikra B'Zeh O Be'Ila, my Bezos, Shamas Mina Tarki. If it just means he has to bring the carbon, it could have said B'Zeh O Be'Ila. Zos is a stronger, unnecessary Lashon. Somehow they understand that Zos is more of a powerful Lashon than Zeh or Eila. Therefore, you can learn 2 things from it. It obviously means the power in the ayil, because that's what it says. But since you use the unnecessary strong language of Zos, it also means something else. Again, either some extra thing like Rashi, and we figure out it's the Miluim, or the thing mentioned in the beginning of the paragraph, in the beginning of the Parsha, which is Acharim Oshnei B'nei Aaron, which is the Miluim. Mai Ve'Omer, why do you need 2 psukim? You have Bezos, and you have Kasher Asobai Yamazat, Tziva Hashem, Lasos, L'chapar Aleichem. Why do you do 2 psukim for 1 din? The answer is, you might have thought only the first Yom Kippur you need sequestering, just like Miluim was only the first time. Here it's not clear, the first Yom Kippur in history or the first Yom Kippur for each Kohen Gadol, right? But you might have thought only once. Maybe it's the first Yom Kippur for each Kohen Gadol. If it's the first Yom Kippur for each Kohen Gadol, that works very well for the Rav's idea, right? What was the Rav saying? He gives him a new status. The first Yom Kippur, he needs that new status. Then he keeps the new status forever, right? And not, of course, it's only a Havmiya. Just because the idea works in a Havmiya, it doesn't mean it works Lamaskana. Or we might have said, Inami Kohen Gadol Kamadubai Prisha, Kohen Gadol Niyamal. Though, maybe only the first Kohen Gadol, only Aaron needed Prisha before him, because Aaron was on a Madrega, the Prisha could accomplish something for him. But other Kohen Gadolim wouldn't need. Tashma Kasher Asa, right? So if it was just Bezos, you would have thought it only meant first Yom Kippur or the first Kohen Gadol. But is clearly implying that it's Lidoros, and therefore it applies in all times. Okay, there's a few technical.
So this seems to be opposite, the opposite of the Rav, right? Aaron shouldn't have needed another separation. He's already Aaron.
According to the Rav, why would Aaron, Tavka, why would Aaron be the one who needs the separation in the Havmin? After all, if the point is to be Tachas Aaron, he doesn't have to be Tachas Aaron. He is Aaron. Right, so that's a good point. This havamin of Kohen Gadol Kama does not work for the Rav's Tachas Aaron idea at all. After all, the whole point to be like Aaron, Aaron didn't need to be like Aaron. Aaron was Aaron. I think you're right. What? Yes, he's saying, remember the Rav, not just that it gives a special status to Kohen Gadol. The Rav's last point was that it makes the Kohen Gadol Tachas Aaron. But Aaron doesn't need to be made into Tachas Aaron. So what's the happening that only the first Kohen Gadol needs it? Adrav, the first Kohen Gadol shouldn't need it. No, but why did Aaron need to do a frasha every year? But then there's something else besides being Tachas Aaron. Yeah, okay, but that means that we're also doing it for that purpose. So at least it's not purely Tachas Aaron. Okay, at the very least, you're right. This second option proves that it's not just to be like Aaron. It's to do something, and then also to be like Aaron who did that something.
Maybe Aaron had to become Aaron the first time.
The first time, but that's Yom Kippur comma, not Aaron had to become Aaron the first time, and not Kohen Gadol comma. Kohen Gadol comma as opposed to Yom Kippur comma sounds like the whole lifetime of the Kohen Gadol comma. So I think you're right. That's what Rashi says. Aaron Levado Kol Yomav. You're right. If it's the happening that Aaron had to do it, then clearly, and no one else had to do it, then it contradicts the direction of Tachas Aaron, I think. Also, because, like, funny, why would you have me only Aaron have to do it and not anyone else? Unless you say the having is only Aaron could reach that Madrega, Kamash. Okay. I don't know if it disproves, but it clearly is indicating some other element besides Tachas Aaron. Okay, you could still say what Tzvi is trying to say is a double-edged sword. Yes, obviously, the having that only Aaron did, it's not to make him Tachas Aaron. It's to make him on a high Madrega. And every year he needs to renew his Madrega because, you know, it gets worn out over the year. But Tzvi is saying, Adrav, and maybe this is a support to Rav. Why is the Havmina that only Aaron did it and not Elazar? Because only Aaron could reach that Madrega. No one else could. So then what's the Kamashulan? Maybe the Kamashulan is someone else could also reach the Madrega, which means he has to be like Aaron. That's what Tzvi is saying. Okay, so I think this is a double-edged sword, and I'll leave it at that.
So Rashi assumes that he waits that the parsha is actually being taught prior to Yom Kippur, and it would make sense he's not going to pick
this one up. But why? It still says Achrei Moshe Bnei Aaron. You know?
It's a much weaker connection.
Though. Okay, I'm not sure. I mean, it's a stronger connection because it wasn't at that time, and yet it said it. That's what Rosenberg would say. Okay. I'll just point out a few technical issues that I don't want to spend a lot of time on here. So the Rishonim argue why not just have Kasher Asa and skip Bezos. If Kasher Asa teaches you Ledoros, then why not skip Bezos? What do you need Bezos for? Just say Kasher Asa v'yomaz at tivash and lasal chafar lechem, that means Ledoros. And there are three answers in the Rishonim. The Tosus Rush and the Ritva both suggest that no, it's not that Kasher Asa means Ledoros. It's that once there are two drushas, it's Ledoros. But if there had been one drush, it would only be Kohen Gadol Kama or Yom Kippur Kama. So only Bezos would be only Kama, only Yom Kippur Kama or Kohen Gadol Kama. Only Kasher Asa would be only Yom Kippur Kama or Kohen Gadol Kama. Bezos plus Kasher Asa, that adds up to Ledoros. So the question is, how do you read that if it had been Bezos, that would have been only Yom Kippur Kama or Kohen Gadol Kama? Now that we say Kasher Asa, that is every year, right? Why is Kasher Asa every year? So there are 2 days in the Ritva, 2 days in the Tosfos Rush. One opinion is that it's every year because there are two limudim. Two limudim mean every year, so you need two limudim because only two limudim mean every year. The other pshat is that no, that this Tosuk clearly implies every year. It's not because there are two limudim you get every year. No, Kasher Asa Be'yom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasos Chafar Lecha means Tziva Hashem whenever it comes up. In that case, why do you need Bezos? Then, Nicha Fitzarech Lidrosh Bezos. That's one day in both the Ritva and the Tosfos Rush. But, why do we need the Drusha from Bezos? After all, this pasuk implies every year, skip a zos. So here, the Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh each have an additional answer. The additional answer is the Ritva says, Lema'i Para, this is based on his Girsa, who did not have the Girsa we darshan Para. He said this like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Shulban Levi, or Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbo Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says, only Yom Kippur is the Raisa, not Para. If we only had Kasher Asa, we would have darshan Yom Kippur and Para. Bezos teaches us only Yom Kippur and not Para. And says the Tosfos Rosh, he says, because otherwise, we would have interpreted Kasher Asa like Pshuto. He says, really, Kasher Asa is an iffy drasha. It's not such a good drasha, Kasher Asa by Yom HaZeh, because it's against the Pshuto Shel Mikra. And we would have darshan Kasher Asa Pshuto Shel Mikra, but once we have Bezos, now we know to darshan Kasher Asa, not like Pshuto Shel Mikra. So if you ask, why do we need both limudin? The Gemara says, only Bezos without Kasher Asa, we would have only known the first time, not forever. Not every year. How about only Kasher Asa without Bezos? So either we would have only known the first time, not every year, because you need two drushes for every year, or we would have known every year. But we would have also darshan Para. We need Bezos to exclude Para, or we wouldn't have known anything from just Kasher Asa, because we would interpret it like Pshuto Shel Mikra. Only after Bezos do we know to interpret Kasher Asa, not like Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay, there's also a Girsa issue here, which I already mentioned that. We have the Girsa in our Gemara of Lasos Evo Maisa Para. But what's the difficulty? The Hatanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. And the whole point of Rabbi Yochanan, remember Yochanan Tani Chadam Gimel Abeis, he says Para is only a mile and is not from the Pasuk. So how could the Pasuk be Marve Para if this is supposed to be Tani Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan? Rashi says here, give me a second. The Parah here is not from the Pasuk. Oh, but the Parah is from the Pasuk, so the Tosfos Rosh is something weird in Rashi. But this Pasuk shot of Rashi is that he just, like the Ritva, he didn't have the Girsa, Lasos Elamaisa Parah. That's why he says Parah is not from the Pasuk. And how do we know there's a Girsa without Lasos Elamaisa Parah? Because Tosfos in Gimel Odei says, Ashkach Braisa Lakam and Itani Kavose, the Logar Sina Rebraisa Tani Kavose, Yochal Lasos Elamaisa Parah. Elahachi Garcinan, right? So Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi on Daf Dalet and Aleph, the Ritva on Daf Dalet and Aleph say, erase that Girsa. Or they don't have that Girsa. Rashi doesn't tell you to erase the Girsa. He just never had the Girsa. That's what he says. Oh, don't think this has anything to do with the Pasuk. He doesn't tell you Hachi Garcinan, because he never knew there was another Girsa. Don't have this Girsa. That's one answer. Another answer is the Tosfos Rid, but it's a little dachuk. He says, no. This line is an asmachta. The whole Bryce is a real drasha, but this line about Mike Zapar is only an asmachta, and therefore it supports Rabbi Yochanan. It's a little dachuk. Why would the whole Bryce be a serious drasha and this line be an asmachta? But that's what he says. And C, a very reasonable shot is the other answer to the Tosfos Rid. What's the other answer to Tosfos Rid? He says, no. Tanya Kavase de Rav Yochanan as opposed to Reish Lakish, meaning Miluim as opposed to Sinai, but not totally to Rav Yochanan. Tanya Kavase de Rav Yochanan, Tanya Kavase Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says from Miluim, Reish Lakish says from Sinai. This is a brisa from Miluim. It's not totally like Rav Yochanan. It's really like Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yishmael, and Rishub and Levi that learns Parah also from Miluim. So it's not totally like Rav Yochanan. It's just like Rav Yochanan more than it's like Reish Lakish. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavase Reish Lakish. Moshe Allah ba'anam neskasa ba'anam neskadesh ba'anan. Moshe went into the cloud and was covered by the cloud and was sanctified by the cloud, the cloud being the cloud of Shechina, of course, in order to receive the Torah for Am Yisrael with Kedusha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili supports Reish Lakish. right? Because he says, when were the 6 days and the seventh day? It was after Matan Torah. The 6 days were, let's say, for the sake of argument, you know, Zion through Yud Beis Sivan. And then Yud Gimel Sivan was the seventh day that Hashem called him, because he needed 6 days of sequestering in the Anan in order to be holy enough to receive the Torah. That supports Rish Lakish. Okay, Tosa struggles with, it doesn't say this is the source Ladoros. It just says that's what happened in Har Sinai. But but at the very least, it supports Rish Lakish that these 6 days were sequestering in order to go to a Makom Kadosh, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, who's definitely gets Rish Lakish. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishon Kod Hashem Rish Kodesh, by Yechaseh Onam Lahar, by Yikra Moshe, that no, the 6 days were Aleph through Vav of Sivan. And those were the days discussed in Parshas Yisro when they did all the prep work. And there were no sequestering at all. Right? And Vayikra Moshe ben Yamashim Tocha Ana means he called Moshe to receive the Aseres HaDibros. But Moshe was not sequestered. We know he wasn't sequestered in the 6 days. He went up, he went down, he told the people this, he told Hashem that. Rashi says he built a Mizbeach, etc. He's certainly not sequestered. Avorim Vayikra El Moshe. He told Aseres HaDibros to all of Am Yisrael. Why only Moshe? The answer is Moshe v'chol yisholom dim v'lo ba'akatsu l'chalei kavod l'Moshe. Really, Hashem called to Moshe and all the Jews, because they were all there for Aseres HaDibros. It means for Rabbi Akiva, the Aseres HaDibros were for all the Jewish people, not like the Torah, which is only to Moshe, and then he came down 40 days later. So why did it say Moshe? To show respect for Moshe, that is, his calling was for everyone, but it was even more so for Moshe. Rabbi Nassan omer l'lo ba'akatsu l'mar kachilu shi'a shememeyav l'asum k'mal chesharis. Reb Nassan is within Reb Yossi Aglili, Rashi says. Meaning, the fundamental machlokas is Reb Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, right? Reb Yossi Aglili says it was after Aseres HaDibros. And Rabbi Akiva says it was before Aseres HaDibros. So Rabbi Akiva does not work for Rish Lakish at all, because there was no sequestering, but Reb Yossi Aglili does it. Even there, Reb Yossi Aglili, why after the Aseres HaDibros did Moshe have to stay in the cloud for 6 days before he started his chavrusha with Hashem Yisbarach? So he says, only to get rid of all the food and drink in him, meaning his stomach is full of food and drink, that's physicality, okay, don't try this at home, we should continue to eat and drink. But on a certain level, for only Moshe Rabbeinu, he was, you know, lechem lachal, mayim lo shasa. Right, he was beyond even eating and drinking, but he still had some in his stomach, so he needed 6 days to get rid of all the food from his stomach so he could be like a malach. Rav Masi ben Chorshon, lo ba'kaz v'lo ayim alok, v'yishu torin tenis be'emar b'reses v'zeah. No, it wasn't to get rid of food in his stomach. Who cares about food in his stomach? It was to make him tremble, to put awe into him, to instill awe into him, that the Torah would be given with awe and fear and trembling. Shenemer imtos Hashem b'yira, v'gi lubir adah, serve Hashem with yira, and rejoice with trembling. My vigilu berada, amar av adabar math, amar av makam gilu shem te berada. Where there's rejoicing, there should be trembling, which there are many pshatim in. But Rashi says it means matan Torah was a big rejoicing, was a big party, but it should be a party of trembling. Okay, so even the these are both in Rav Yossi Aglili, was it Rav Nassan and Rav Masya ben Harash? Rav Nassan says lemarik achila ushtia. And he says, la'ayim alav. Obviously, Rashi points out, who works for Rish Lakish? Rav Nassan does not work for Rish Lakish. Because that's not a mucker of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, meaning, how did Moshe clear out all the food and drink from his intestines? Because he didn't eat and drink any more food and drink in those days. But the Kohen Gadol eats and drinks during the 7 days, so he always has food in his intestines. So then it's not shy to Rish Lakish. Only Rav Masi ben Harash is shy to Rish Lakish. It was to install awe, to instill awe in him, right, to put him in a holy frame of mind, and then that makes sense to the Kohen Gadol as well. B'maika.
Ramasya ben Harash doesn't mention anything about the place, only Rashi does when he tries to fit it into Rish Lakish.
Correct. Shmuel says that Ramasya ben Harash doesn't mention anything about the place. Yeah, but someone has to fit into Rish Lakish, and it makes a lot of sense. So, you know, he doesn't have to mention the place. It's obvious that it's about going to the Makom Shechina. Obviously, the 6 days are preparing.
It can be just for Matan Torah.
It's interesting. Ramat Yimachar says the Torah should be given, not that you enter a place. I mean, you could have said
not the
that
strongest.
Maybe, so not so clear. I mean, you could have said even Ramat Yimachar is not Rish Lakish. Who's Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish, you'll see a Glili, not like either of them. Right? Because, so Rashi says that Ramat Yimachar works with Rish Lakish. But Shmuel said you could have read it differently. Rav Nachman Chor is only about receiving Torah. The Kohen Gadol doesn't receive the Torah. So who are Shreish Lakish? Rav Yossi Aglili, not like either of them. Yeah, but Rashi also says about the Makom. We just read the Rashi said it's about the Makom, right? No, but then the next one he says, Likanes Lamachne Shechina Be'ema, right? Meaning he puts the Makom into Ramasi Ben Choresh, even though he doesn't read that into the word Gila. Right. But if you look at the last one, this is obviously continuing with Masim and Choresh. And in Masim and Choresh, Rashi says, Likanis Lamachne Shechina. So I don't think that's a fundamental machlokas. I think it's a technical machlokas. Okay. The Bamai Kamifalki, Rabbi Yosigli, Rabbi Akiva, but look at the Hanitanoi, the time of Shishma Chodesh in Israel, Rabbi Yosigli, Rabbi Shiva, but we all know from Sechah Shabbos and from all the Shmuel Drushes, machlokas where the Matan Torah is on Vav Sivan or Zion Sivan. The Chachamim say Vav and Riosi says Zion. Now this may or may not be the Gersa, but we'll read it anyway. Manda Mashish of Shishanit Vishiva Allah. Manda Omar Shiva Vishiva Nitna U Vishiva Allah. The Chsiva Yikra Moshe Biyamashvi. So okay, either way, Moshe went up to start the 40 days started from Zion. Meaning basically they both agree the 40 days started from Zion. So the one that says Matan Torah is Vav. Says the 40 days started from Zion, like he went up the next day. And when it says Matan Torah Zion, he went up that day and started the 40 days. Rabbi Yosef Galil Sover like a Tanakama, Dharma Bashisha Bachodesh, Nitna Torah, Hilka, there, Yamaisa Achar Sersa Dibros. So basically, what does it depend on? When was Matan Torah? If Matan Torah was on Vav Sivan, then obviously the 6 and 7 days can't be Matan Sersa Dibros, I mean, right? Then it can't be 6 and 7 days because it was only the 6th day of Sarasa Dibros. So it must be the 6 and 7 days afterwards, and that supports Riosh Yizgalila, which ends up with Rish Lakish. Vayishin Korashama, Arsine Vaychaseu on Sheshim in the Moshe. And then what's the antecedent of Vaychaseu? Vayishin Korashama Harsinai and covered Moshe. Vaychaseu, the antecedent is Moshe for after Sarasa Dibros. The cloud covered Moshe for 6 days. And then Hashem called Moshe, now come learn with me and receive the rest of the Torah. Because if you want to say the antecedent of Vayechaseu is the mountain, and Hashem's glory filled the mountain for 6 days, and he called Moshe on the 7th day to receive the Seres HaDibros, they received the Seres HaDibros on the 6th. So that can't be. And then the cloud already disappeared. Rabbi Akiva suffered like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi. The Matan Torah was on the 7th, meaning Aser Sedibros was on the 7th. Damar B'shiv B'chodesh Nit Torah Yisrael. Okay, and then it all works out. Okay, Bish Shalom Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Mashgachas La B'shiv Aser B'tamas Nishtaber Aluchos. Right, Rabbi Akiva here Matan Torah, meaning the Aser Sedibros is B'zayin Sivan. Okay, pretty pashut. The Gemara has a kasha. According to Rabbi Akiva, it makes sense that we have a Masorah that B'shiv Aser B'tamas Nishtaber Aluchos. The 40 days ended, and the Luchos were broken on Shiva Aser B'tamas. Why? Esmer about the Sivan. There are 24 days left in Sivan. The Shitzar did Tammuz and 16 days in Tammuz. Mullah Bar Yom, those are the 40. The Hav Bahar, they use on the Har. And then the next morning, right? It says there was the next morning, the story of the eagles of. It was Shiv Sabatamas, not because he came down the morning of the 17th. But also the Tabrin Luchos and came and broke the Luchos. El Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Jamar Shisha, the priest of Arbam Dahar, at Esther with Klaas with Thomas Lo'itbor Luchos. Okay, and it's Nyanat Yom of this week, but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the 6 days were after he went up. Meaning the 6 days were Zion Ches Tes, Yud Yid Aleph Yud Beis Sivan. So the 40 days didn't start till Yud Gimel Sivan, so Luchos weren't broken till Chaf Gimel of Thomas. No, I'm like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Arbam Dahar, but how did Shisha the priest? No, the 6 days of sequestering counted towards the 30 days. The 40 days, meaning, according to Yosef Galili, Moshe only learned the Torah from Hashem for 34 days. There were 40 days, including the 6 days of sequestering the Seder. Now we're going to discuss a tangent. Vayikra Moshe, Moshe v'kol Yisrael omdin. Hashem called Moshe, and even though they were all standing there hearing, Misayel, the Rabbi Elazar, this supports Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Vayikra Moshe, Moshe v'kol Yisrael omdin, v'lo ba'akas, v'lo cover the Moshe. Okay, this clearly is exactly what Rilazar says. They were all there. Why did I call Moshe? Because Hashem called Moshe to give him extra kavod. Meisvei. But what does that mean? Everyone was listening, and Hashem called Moshe to give him kavod. Meisvei, they asked the steer from Raisa, kolo, kolei lo. There's many different days exactly what the drasha is. We'll go with Rashi. It could have said, vayishvas akol medaber lo. Instead, said elov, which is an extra lashon to teach you an extra uniqueness of him. Moshe shama b'chol yisrael lo shama. Moshe heard the voice of Hashem, but everyone else did not hear the voice of Hashem. Hold on. First, we say that everyone heard Hashem call Moshe to give kavod to Moshe. The whole crowd saw that Hashem called Moshe, and they all saw how mechubed Moshe was. Then we say the whole crowd never heard Hashem's voice. Lo kasha, no, not difficult. No, in Sinai, all of Bnei Israel heard Hashem talk. Okay, shuda shol mikra of Aseres HaDibros. In Ol Moed, which is what this drush of Kolei Lov is talking about, then only Moshe heard. Or Vivois Ema lo kasha. Ha, Bikriya Habidivor, the Kriya everyone heard. The Dibor only Moshe heard, because Vayikra Moshe, the drushes everyone heard, to give cover to Moshe, Hashem only said Moshe. But Midaber Elov, Kol Midaber Elov, the Dibor only Moshe heard. Okay, it's not exactly clear what we mean by Habakriya Habadibor, the simple pshat, I think, and that's clearly what the Ritva assumes, is that every time there's a drasha, every time Hashem spoke to Moshe, he called him first. So every time Hashem spoke to Moshe, he first called Moshe and then told him what he had to say. So every time Hashem spoke to Moshe, all of Klal Yisrael heard Hashem say Moshe, but they never heard what he said afterwards. That they had to believe and take Moshe's word for it. The Marsha sounds like he's trying to say something a little different, that whenever a paragraph says Vayikra, then that whole paragraph everyone heard. Whenever a paragraph just starts with Vaydaber, everyone didn't hear. Okay, but in any case, everyone heard the Kriya, and everyone didn't hear the Dibor. Tosas Rush says, because the Lashon of Kriya means speaking out loud. Okay, there's an interesting... I'm not sure if the Tosas Rush is correct, because the Netziv here, Normi Sadeh, says, since we see that Kriya means speaking out loud so people can hear you, therefore, Kishem Hashem HaKrah HaVogodol Elokeinu, because that Torah comes from when you call Shem Hashem, when you're co-read the Torah, you have to praise Hashem. Therefore, we see you only say Birkas HaTorah when you speak Torah out loud, and not when you're a Har Herbert Debray Torah, because Kriya is a Lashon out loud so people can hear. Okay, it's not so clear that this is a good proof. A, you could not disagree with Tosas Rush. You could say it's not that Kriya means out loud and Dibur means quietly. It's just that the Pasuk of Dibur happened to have the drasha of a love, and the Pasuk of Kriya happened to have the drasha that everyone heard. Or you could just say that Kishem Hashem HaKrah is an Asmachta, but in any case, we're not getting to Birkas HaTorah now. Let's go Vayter. Vayter, we say, Rav Zrika Rami cry comedy Rabbi Lazar. I'm Lamar Rav Zrika Rabbi Lazar Rami. Okay, someone made the contradiction. Sivalo Yochal Moshe Lavolo Moy Kishakan Lava Anan. He couldn't go in because there was a cloud. Siva Yov Moshe Besocha Anan, that he went into the cloud. So how do we resolve this theorem? Melamish Tafso Kadosh Moshe Vevio Be Anan. Mean that he on his own couldn't go in. So how did he go into the cloud? And Har Sinai Hashem grabbed him and brought him in, even though he had no power to go in on his own. The Devei Rav Shmuel Tana Nemer Kam Besoch Nemer Lahanlam Besoch Vayoven Yisol Besoch Hayam Malahanlam Shvil Dechsev Vamaylem Chumav Kan Shvil. He has a different answer. No, it says Besoch Anam. What is Besoch? It's interesting. Besoch could mean in the middle of, or it could mean in between, right? In the middle of or in between. It says, well, Vayavru Bnei Shal Vayabasha Besoch Hayam in Kriyas Yam. So if they weren't in the middle of the water, they would have drowned. They were in between the water. The water was here, and they were on dry land. Likewise, Moshe never went into the unknown. It's not a theory in the first place. Hashem just made a path. He cleared the unknown and made empty space for Moshe to go in. Vayikra Moshe Vaydaber. Lama Hikra and Kriya Ladibur. Why do they have to say in the beginning of the stage Vayikra, once you're doing Kriya and Dibur, Vayikra, and then Vaydaber? Why an extra Lashon? The answer is he called him before he spoke to him. Limda Tor Derech Eretz, Lo Yomar, Lo Lacharir, Lo Kenko Reyu. The Torah says you, Derech Eretz, shouldn't talk to someone unless you call them first. That's true. It's Derech Eretz, right? If all of a sudden someone starts talking to me without calling me first, it's a little obnoxious, a little insensitive. It puts me off my guard somehow and makes me uncomfortable. But if someone says, in any case, you know, if I were to just start talking to Effie and telling him what to do, it would be obnoxious. I say, Effie, can I ask you something? Or even I just say, Effie, and he says, what? Then that's a polite way of talking. So the Torah teaches you Derech Eretz. It's always good to learn Derech Eretz. Here I have a tzarich Ian that I don't have an answer to. I didn't put it on the chorus sheet because I want you to think about it and then I'll give you my clever answer. I just don't know. Rashi, in the very first Rashi in Vayikra, said, what is Vayikra El Moshe before Vayidaber Shem Elav? That Hashem called Moshe first. B'derechibach, Hashem had special love for Moshe, so he called him first. As opposed to Bilam, who was just like Derech Arai without any chiba. And therefore he didn't call him first, says Vayikar. So Rashi says Vayikar is to show special chiba for Moshe. It's interesting, I looked through all the Midrashi Chazal that are on my computer. None of them say the Kriya is to show chiba for Moshe. What do all Midrashi Chazal say? Whenever Hashem called someone's name twice, it showed chiba. At the Snem, Moshe Moshe for chiba. At the Akedah, Avram Avram for chiba. At Beersheba, Yaakov Yaakov for chiba. But this Rashi is no mocker in Chazal, and I don't understand this Rashi. Our Gemara says, you call someone before you talk to them out of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is not chiba. Derech Eretz is Derech Eretz. Everyone should have Derech Eretz, even without chiba. Rashi says, oh, it was a special chiba for Moshe. No, it wasn't. Our Gemara says it was just basic manners. Basic manners is not a special chiba. It's very important to have basic manners, but it doesn't show a special chiba just because I have basic manners. Right? If I were to say, please pass the water, that's not showing a special chiba for you. That's just manners. So I have no idea. I couldn't find any marker in Chazal for the Rashi in the beginning of Vayikra, meaning there are Chazals that talk about calling for chiba. They're totally different context. Only in a few places in the Torah where Hashem called and said someone's name twice. And that's chiba. I understand why I have to say the guy's name twice. That's chiba. That's not Derech Eretz. If I want to call Effie with Derech Eretz, I say Effie once. Why did I say Effie twice? I shouldn't say Effie twice. Meaning it's inappropriate to display so much chiba. You know, that's only if I really love someone, I want to really meditate on their name.
Well, okay, Rashi, so, Rashi there, mm-hmm. Rashi there is struggling with a small aleph. That's why he talks about the Vayikar and the Vayikra. He doesn't really talk about the Lashon Vayikra. He's talking about the small aleph. That's why
as opposed to Bilam. Maybe Rashi there is not really explaining why you need Kriya, that it's for Chiba. Rashi there is explaining why there's a small aleph. The small aleph is to emphasize the difference between Vayikar that it says in Bilam and the Vayikra that it says with Moshe, to show that Vayikra compared to Vayikar is a lashon of chiba. So he wasn't saying the calling is for chiba. The calling is for Derech Eretz. The fact that Moshe has the aleph and Bilam doesn't have the aleph, that shows the chiba. Okay, that could be. And Rashi doesn't emphasize anything about the small aleph, but nonetheless, he does compare it to Bilam. L'chol divros chol amiros chol tzivim kadma kriya lashon chiba. Meaning the Kriya as opposed to Kara is Lashon Chiba. Okay, that's a good answer. Rashi's Vayikra does not belong here at all. He wasn't explaining why Hashem called him first. Hashem called Moshe first and called Bilam first. Hashem has Derech Eretz to Moshe and to Bilam. You should have Derech Eretz even to Goyim or Shoyim. But Hashem called Moshe with Vayikra and called Bilam with Vayikar, even though it's not clear to me that Vayikra means calling, but because Vayikar does. It really sounds though like Vayikar doesn't mean calling. Passages, that's the difference. Yeah, is that Hashem called Moshe and didn't call Bilam, in which case the steward or sugya. Okay, maybe you could say Rashi wasn't explaining why Hashem called Moshe, but why Hashem put an aleph in calling Moshe. It's a little dachuk. He needs to put an aleph
like
in calling. Yosef says.
Like the malachim, okay. The karazel
zeh. I understand Vayikar is like the malachim, but Argamor says it's Derech Eretz. So. I mean, a lot of malachim do a lot of things. You know, kara is a very generic power of word. I understand malachim do kara. They do a lot of things. They also do amida. You know, so okay, Sarachian maybe.
The Rav emphasized that they each quote half a pasuk and they allow the other one to finish.
Nachon. Jacob has an interesting suggestion. Jacob says, no, maybe Kriya in general is for Derech Eretz. But Moshe, Kriya in general is for Derech Eretz. But the Torah here is teaching us Derech Eretz. But still Moshe didn't need the Derech Eretz because he was always with Hashem. So for Moshe, it was only Chiba. It could be... it's still a little tricky. Then how do we learn the Derech Eretz? Maybe it was just the Chiba for Moshe. Then how do we learn Derech Eretz? Maybe it was just Chiba for Moshe. Okay, Lemaisa, I'm going to leave it Tzurchi in for now. Let's continue a little. Leymar, why did it say, Vayikrom Hashem, I love Hashem, Yolmai, Leymar. Rav, someone, of Moshe Bar Yisasi, Moshe Rava, or whoever exactly was, says, Minayin Lomar Derech Yishuv Bal Yomar, Shiyomar Lo Leich Amor, good mussar for all of us. If I tell you something, don't spread it around unless I tell you you can spread it around. Because of lamar. Lamar means that you can't spread it around without permission. Even though, what are we talking about? We're talking about halachos. Isn't it obvious that Moshe teaches everyone the halachas? We're not talking about deep, dark, the lashon hara and gossip and, you know, and patented trade secrets, etc. But even halachos, which are wonderful things for everyone to know, you're not supposed to spread around unless you're told. Let's call chicane, everything else that we hear in our everyday life, you're not supposed to spread around until you're told exactly what the drasha is. Here also, Rashi says here, Lamar lo omer hadvarim. Rashi said the drush is lamar's lashon lo emor. Don't say it, because what's the next word? Daber el bnei Yisrael. Don't say it yet. Daber el bnei Yisrael. Now you can say it, which shows, or initially you shouldn't say it. The pashav shot is like all the other rishonim, I thought. Who am I to say pashav shot? But those yishonim and the rich and those rush say, no. It's just, why didn't say lamar? Lamar means go tell them. By daber shel Moshe. Yeah, there's not shuta shel biblical Hebrew, but by davar shel Moshe, lamor, go tell them. Every by davar Moshe, it says lamor, go tell them. Why does Hashem always have to tell him to go tell them? That shows, if not for lamor, he wouldn't have been able to tell them. So either lamor, lo umr means don't tell them. No, lamor means tell them. That's all the other he's shown him. But that shows that if he hadn't told him to tell them, he shouldn't have told them. Okay, back to halachos of Yom Kippur. Or at least close. Miklal v'tarvayus v'role miluem kolokazim akibahem. Back to Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, according to you, just like Miluam was Ma'akev, so to Yom Kippur should be Ma'akev. And we're not sure what Rabbi Yochanan answered. But that proves that both, he didn't answer, it's not Ma'akev and Miluam. He didn't deny the premise. That proves both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that whatever it says in the Parsha Miluam was Ma'akev the Miluam. Did it, Mar? Because this is the machlokas. Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Achadam, or Kolokos, Ma'akevim, Achadam, Gudavakadadors, Ma'akevim, Shein, Ma'akevim, Shein, Ma'akevim. One of them said, everything written in Vayikra Chavtes is Ma'akev. Shmos Chavtes is Ma'akev. And we'll see also Vayikra Ches is Ma'akev. And one of them said that no, only things that are Ma'akev, Ladoros are Ma'akev. Things that are Ma'akev in the general base of Mikdash are Ma'akev the Miluim. But things that are only Lechachila in the general base of Mikdash were not Ma'akev the Miluim. Tistayim Rabbi Yochanan Domer Kol Kosvei Ma'akev Bahem Midikarmelei Shlokish Rabbi Yochanan Mami Lun Kol Kosvei Ma'akev Bahem Beloka Mahadulei Belo Midei Tistayim. Now we can prove who is which. Rabbi Chanina holds that only things that are Ma'akev Ladoros are Ma'akev the Miluim. Now Rabbi Yochanan holds everything written there is Ma'akev the Miluim because Rish Lakish says if it's Ma'akev the Miluim, shouldn't it be Ma'akev Yom Kippur? Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it's not Ma'akev the Miluim. So that's a good proof. My Benayu, what are Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina?
How does that work with the Rimi Lonil? It says Rabbi Yochanan just didn't respond because he argued on the...
Jewel said, how does that work with the Rimi Lonil? It works fine. The Rimi Lonil says Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's Ma'akev in the Miluim and in Yom Kippur, but it's still Ma'akev in the Miluim, so it's fine.
Yeah, but I prove that because Rabbi Yochanan didn't respond, that means he...
The proof is not that he didn't have a response. Since he didn't... If you have a response, you don't always have to say it. But if you deny the premise, you have to say it. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan might have had a response and not said it. But if you deny the question, then you should say so.
According to the Rimi Lonil, he denies the premise.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't deny the premise that Miluim is Ma'akev. Okay, according to the Rimi Lonil, if he holds that Yom Kippur is Ma'akev and he didn't say anything, maybe he could also hold that Miluim is not Ma'akev and not say anything. Still, I think there's like you're learning from Miluim to Yom Kippur. And therefore, Miluim is still the premise and Yom Kippur is the result. You can deny the result and not say anything, but you can't deny the premise and not say anything. I think that's what you have to say. My Binayu, so what is this thing that's not Ma'akev Ladoros that Rabbi Yochanan thinks is Ma'akev the Miluim and Rabbi Chanina thinks it's not Ma'akev the Miluim? And here we have four pshatim. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Smicha Ike Binayu, the Nafkina Smicha, L'mana Rakol Kosme Ma'akev Smicha. It says Smicha, right? Right, v'samchu, I wrote him an obvious day, v'samchu, v'samchu, v'shapar, they had to do smicha, it says, mefurish in Shmos Perkov Tess. So, l'man, d'amr, kol, kosme, ma'akev, behem, smicha, ma'akev. If they didn't do smicha, it would be ma'akev. And they would have to do the shiv, shmei, milum again. L'man, d'amr, d'amr, she'ein ma'akev, l'doris, ain ma'akev, behem, smicha, lo ma'akva. But according to the Mandor, that whatever's not Ma'akev, the door's not Ma'akev. We all know Smicha's not Ma'akev, the door, so it's not Ma'akev, the Miluim. And if they had forgotten to do Smicha, they'd have still been Yotzei the Miluim, they wouldn't have to do it again. How do we know Smicha's not Ma'akev, the door? The door's been all into the Ma'akva. The Tanya, the Samach, the Nirtza, the Chismicha, the Chaperet. following Kavar Ol Vadam. It says V'samach Yodo Rosh HaOlah in the beginning of Vayikra. V'nirtzol Chafer Olav. What you would think from that pasuk alone is that you need smicha to get ritzoy. Ritzoy means for yotzei the korban. That if you're somech, you're nisratzeh. If you're not somech, you're not nisratzeh. So it sounds like smicha is ma'akeh, but it's not true. Smicha causes the kapara? No, only the dam is necessary for the kapara, and smicha is not one of the avodas hadam. Right? There are four avodas hadam. You have to shecht, which is an avodas hadam, because it causes the dam to flow out. You have to be a kabel and catch the dam. You have to be molech and bring the dam to the zveach. And you have to be zorek and pour the dam in the zveach. But smicha is not in the dam, it's in the whole animal. And we know, ki adam hu banef jechaper, who is a miyot, meaning this is a shooter shall make for this miyot. It's dam that atones for a soul. Only blood atones and not smicha. So that's how we know that smicha is not ma'akev le doro. So why does the pasuk make it seem like it is necessary for the kapara? Shema sol smicha shori mitzvah. If you made smicha leftover, left out mitzvah, shari here means left out. If you made it the left out part of the mitzvah and you leave it out, then malav kosuk yilo keeper v'keeper. The Torah writes a pasuk in Perek Aleph to make it as if you don't have kapara, but you really do have kapara. And that's some funny in-between state. If you don't do smicha, it's not ma'akev. You have kapara. You're yotzei the korban and you get kapara for your sin. But it's ki'ilu lo kiper, because v'samach v'nirtza. And the Gemara says, similar thing, by Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer. Sorry, where was I? He says similar thing, tnufa ikbeinayu. It says in Shmos Chav Tes, they have to do tnufa. Right? What do they have to do? From the third aisle, which is the miluim, which everyone but Rabbeinu Tam thinks is shlamim, they have to take the various fats, the imur and the chelev, etc., and the chazah, and one of each of the types of bread, and etc., and they have to wave it. Tzuvah even in Manor called the Ma'akva and Ma'akva. It's written, so it's Ma'akva according to Rabbi Yochanan. Manor or Dovshe, Ma'akva, Dovshe, Ma'akva, which is Rabbi Chanina, lo Ma'akva. It's not Ma'akev. Because Ladoros, if you don't do Tanufa, you're still Yotze. Ladoros, we know Ma'akva. How do we know Ladoros, you're Yotze without Tanufa? The Tanya, the Tanufa, Lachaper. It says, Kevin Zakhara Shem, the Tanufa, Lachaper, Olav by the Mitzora. So it sounds like you need Tanufa to be Machaper. Sounds like the Tanufa is Machaper. Tanufa, Machaper, Tanufa is the same as Smicha. It's not done in the blood. Follow Enkapar, Elam, Adam, Shanemaki, Adam, Hu, Benefesh, Yachaper. So, Matam, Lon, Tanufa, Lachaper. So obviously, Tanufa is not Machaper, the Kapara. What is a tnufa is mechaper? Shema sol tnufa shari mitzvah. If you leave out tnufa, malalav because you lo keeper every keeper. You get kapara, but it's keilu you didn't get kapara. Okay. So let's talk about smicha for a second. What does it mean? Malalav kosov keilu lo keeper ve keeper. What is this malalav kosov keilu lo keeper? Here we have a fundamental machlokas. As to what it means, malalav kosov kilu lo kiper ve kiper. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, kilu lo kiper min amuvchar. It's not kiper min amuvchar. It's not a muvchar kapara. It's not a good kapara. Ve kiper. Kidomrinim zvachim kiper le gavra, de ikkar adam. He was in the gavra would get kapara because the ikkar kapara is in the dam. But lo kiper kimisha mekayim mitzvos kono min amuvchar. Okay, there's either the gear says kimisha mekayim mitzvahs kono min amuvchar, or lo keeper nami shalokia mitzvahs kono min amuvchar. It's not clear which is the right girsa. The Gilyan Ashas has kimisha mekayim. But what is Rashi saying? You get kapara, but you don't get kapara min amuvchar. You don't get kapara like someone who did it properly. Let's take the Gilyan Ashas's girsa, kimisha mekayim mitzvahs kono min amuvchar. Since you didn't bring a karbon properly, you were yotze, but you don't get a kapara min amuvchar, meaning there's a chisorin, there's a pagam in your kapara. Your kapara is, you get the main kapara, but you don't get a full kapara, right? Similar formula, we find a similar formulation in the Ritva. Yes.
Are we saying that there's no smicha at all, or just they're doing the smicha wrong?
No, that there's, if they didn't do smicha at all, then... Rashi says he gets kapara, but not min ha muvchar. What does the Ritva say here? Says the Ritva, malo v'kosuki lo kiper v'chiper she'enu nirtzelo legamrei. He doesn't get a total ritzoy. Hashem's not totally pleased with him. Hashem's not totally appeased, technically. V'avish akiper min adin v'yeshol mikzas kapara v'niftu v'chobes karbano. He gets a little kapara. He's yotzei the karbon. nonetheless, he's not near to Lola Gamre. Okay, this may be a little stronger than Rashi, but here you have Rashi. Eino miskaper mina muvchar, or the Ritva, who says it's mitzas kapara, right? But he's not nirtza legamre. Eino nirtza legamre. Okay, the Ritva's a little stronger than Rashi, in the same direction. There's a chisaron in your kapara. The Meiri here says, ein kaparoso muvcheris. Very kilo lo keeper rekipo. Keeper, okay, the Meir is similar to Rashi, en kaparaso muvcheret. You don't get a proper lechachila mahadrin kapara. Okay, that is one derech. That is one derech. There's a pagam in your kapara. But if you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim here, he takes a slightly different derech. Look at the Tosfos Yeshanim here. What does he say? Kilo keeper v'keeper v'ver kama dezvachim v'faresh. Don't say it's not such a big avera if you don't do this mitzvah say. El harbe ovar, you did a big avera. Ke'ilulo keepers, if you don't have kapara. Or you say, it's a big avera. Notice he doesn't say that, your kapara is only mitzvah. He says, no, you did a big avera, and it's as bad as not being keeper. And then he says, what's the second day of there? Omikomokum keeper, shepotami karbon. The old nefarish hasam loshen acher she olim chaper sachayvi asay she kodem shchita vol mitzvah asay desmicha she ad acher shchita lo over she olim become besmocha ad acher shchita and mechaperis. What does he say? The other side is what does he mean? Lo keeper? The ola is mechaper on what you brought it for, but it wasn't mechaper on the. Remember, an ola you bring to be mechaper on an asay. This pasuk is about an ola. It's not mechaper for the bitl asay of smicha. Why isn't it mechaper for the bitl asay of smicha? After all, one ola is mechaper for many bitl asays. The answer is, an ola is only mechafer for a bitl asay that happens before you shecht it. But the bitl asay of smicha doesn't happen until after you shecht it. Why? Because until you shecht it, you could still do smicha. So you've only been mevatel asay of smicha by shechting it, and once you shecht it, it's too late to add another thing to the kapara of the ola. So says the Tos Yeshanim, he says the Lashon Beis. He says, first of all, over harbe, it's a big avera. It's a big avera. And then he says Tos Yeshanim, Avar harbe, it's a big avera. Don't think of a small avera to not do smicha. It's a big avera. It's just as bad as not putting on tefillin. It's a big avera. It's just as bad as not benching. It's a big avera. It's not just like, you know, I don't know, you didn't have extra super duper kavana. Or says the Tosfos Yeshanim, according to the second law shown, that, no, he now needs kapara for the bittel asay of smicha. Okay, what is the difference between these pshatim? Rashi and the Ritz and the Iri are viewing this internally. Internally within the karban, it's your yotzei the karban, but you're mekames kaper, you're misratzeh, but not so much. Internally, the karban is like you passed with a C, you didn't pass with an A. Well, the Tosfos Yeshanim is viewing this something external. No, the karban, you were yotzei. But now you're back where you started because you brought a karban if it was an ola, meaning chatas, it would be a different calculus. You brought an ola because you violated an asay. And now to evil keeper, because now you're mechaper, yeah, the ola was great, but now you're violating a new asay, so you're back where you started with because you violated the asay of smicha. He views smicha as something external to the kavar of the karban. And even in the first shot of Tosfos Yeshanim, it says, avar harbe. Avar harbe doesn't sound like you're pogame this karban, just sounds like you also did something very wrong. You also did something bad. So here, it's not sure. When he says, avar harbe, does that mean an internal pagam in the karban? Like, avar, you messed up the karban? But it sounds more like both shot and the Tosfos Yeshanim meaning external. So here, basically, this is internal. Internally within the karban. Internally within the karban, your karban was not a proper karban. You were yotzei with a D. But it was not a proper karban. It was not a proper karban. It's not a full kapara. It's a yaitzizayin kapara. It's not a full kapara. Well, the Shana says, like, it is a full kapara. Just now you have another problem because you need a new kapara because you violated the essay of smicha, and the essay of smicha was too late to be miskaper with this karban, or that you might have gotten kapara from this karban, but you did a big avera at the same time, and therefore Hashem's not pleased with you. Because you also did a big avera. Now this l'chorah ties into whether smicha, if you don't do smicha, is that an internal pagam in the carbon or an external problem? Lechora ties into the two lashonos in Zvachim daf vavim and aleph. The Gemara is trying to figure out, okay, it's a whole shakel v'tanya there, but the Gemara says ki'ilu lo kiper v'kiper, and there are basically two opinions. One opinion is ki'ilu lo kiper, kiper the carbon, but lo kiper asid smicha. This is the first lashon. The first lashon in Zvachim. Lo kiper asay desmicha. What is lo kiper? Lo kiper asay desmicha. The carbon's fine, but you weren't mechafer the asay of smicha. But then the Gemara suggests the second lashon. The Gemara is docha and says no. Amalei Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava ema kiper gavra lo kiper kamish shmaya. Maybe it's kiper gavra but lo kiper kamish shmaya. That's a Rashi quote. Rashi clearly quotes the second lashon. Kiper gavra lo kiper kamish shmaya. Now, no one knows what that means. Kiper Gavra, the Gavra was miskaper, but by Shemayim he wasn't. So Rashi says what it means that he got a basic Kapara, but he didn't really find favor in Hashem's eyes. So he says, this is Lashon Bet. Kiper Gavra, Lo Kiper, Kami Shemaya means, the Kapara of this carbon is not so great. L'chor, the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying that Lashon Bet, the second Lashon, in there is lo kiper kami shmaya means you're mechaper, but you also did something very wrong, and therefore, you know, Hashem is not totally pleased with you. So, according to it, could be the pashas, these are two lashonos. One lashon says, first lashon says, an external problem, kiper, but not kiper, say to smicha. Second lashon says, an internal problem, kiper gavra, but kami shmaya, really in shemayim, you're not in such good stead. Although Tosfos Yeshanim sounds like he's trying to push even the second Lashon in an external direction, even though, again, his Lashon is a little ambiguous. Interestingly, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a kash on Rashi here, although he could have the same kash on the Meiri and the Ritva. He says, why does Rashi pick the second Lashon in Zvachim in our Sugya and not the first Lashon? Why is that a valid kasha? Because Pshash Pshat in the Gemara in Zvachim is that we pass like the first Lashon. Why? Because first the Gemara says... First, the Gemara says that lo kiper asay desmicha. And then Rav Huna bar Yehuda said to Rava, ema kiper gavra lo kiper kamishmaya. And he tries to bring a proof. And then they're doka the proof. No, hasam nami, kiper mat the mahonos, lo kiper mat nos arosh. They're doka the proof. So it seems like the maskana is lo kiper asay desmicha. So that's where we keep Eger's kasha on Rashi here. He says, why does Rashi pick keeper gavrilu keeper kamishmaya when he could have said lo keeper asay desmicha? So, and that seems to be the maskana of the sugya. So Rabbi Akiva Eger tries to answer with a diak a cheshbon later in that sugya in Zvachim. Later in the sugya in Zvachim, they say, later in the sugya in Zvachim, they say, that maybe there's some Amorim who were supik whether an Ol is Mechaper and Asay after Shlita. And if an Ol is Mechaper Asay after Shlita, then it can't be that it wasn't Mechaper the Asay of Smicha, so it must be Keeper Gavrilo, Keeper Kapishmaya. I thought maybe you could say, but I'm not sure about this, maybe you could say that why does Rashi pick the second opinion in Zvachim, not the first opinion in Zvachim here? Because what is Arsugya saying more than anything else? Arsugya is saying maybe it was not Ma'akev the Doros, but it was Ma'akev and Miluim. Arsug is saying maybe it's Ma'akev and Miluim. If Arsug is saying it's Ma'akev and Miluim, maybe Rashi says, which way does it make more sense it should be Ma'akev and Miluim? Right? Taka, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Ma'akev and Miluim. Does that make more sense if it's something internal or something external? And Rashi thought, maybe if it's something internal to the kapar of the carbon, it makes more sense it should be Ma'akev and Miluim than if it's external to the carbon. And that's why Rashi picked the internal pshat. Okay, maybe that would answer Riki Vegas Kasha. I'm not sure, it's just a speculation. Why did Rashi pick? Meaning Tosfos Yeshanim is being honest. He says there's two Lashonos in Zvachim. Then he interprets them how he wants, but he's honestly telling you two Lashonos. Rashi's only telling you one Lashon, which doesn't sound like it's the Maskana in Zvachim. Why did Rashi only tell you one Lashon that doesn't seem to be the Maskana? So Rav Eger says, no, maybe later on it becomes the Maskana in Zvachim. Or maybe you could say, no, when Rashi wants to try to explain why it's Ma'akev, it's better to explain it's Ma'akev, and based on the explanation that it's an internal gam in the carbon, rather than it's just something external to the carbon. Okay, but, you know, that's just a speculation. L'maisa, this is a fascinating machlokes. I'm not sure what to make of it philosophically. whether if you don't do smicha, is that an internal chisaron in the kaparas karban or just an external chisaron that you didn't do the mitzvah of smicha? On the one hand, our intuition would be it's an internal chisaron. After all, smicha is all about putting yourself in the karban and focusing on the karban, and all about the sort of internal elements of the karban. So how can you get a good kapara without smicha? You know, on the other hand, women don't do smicha, et cetera. Yeah. There are many cases where the Torah doesn't require smicha. So maybe that proves that smicha is just an extra thing. And they're not something fundamental to the karban. Okay, we will leave it at that if there are no further questions. Yeah, he's explaining why it's not Makiv L'Doros. He's explaining why it's not Makiv L'Doros. There are two explanations why it's not Makiv L'Doros. Either Lo Kippur Aseh De Smicha, or Lo Kippur Kamishmaya. And Rashi, what's saying is Rashi chooses the explanation of why it's not Makiv L'Doros in a way that's better for the sheet that it's Makiv B'Miluim. That's what I'm claiming.
Rebbe?
I'm speculating. Rebbe? Yes, Yehuda. Yes, Yehuda.
If you wanted to bring another korban and do smicha on it, would that be enough gemina between these two drachim, internal chitzaron, as opposed to external?
No, I don't think so, because it's still a bit, let's say, smicha for that korban. It's not going to help. That's like saying I'll eat another meal tomorrow and bench. I still didn't bench in the first meal. Okay.
Wait, is it possible, Rebbe, can I try adding something?
Yes, try adding something.
And tomorrow we discussed how smicha might have two possible aspects of what it's doing. That one is that regards to fulfilling the chovas akarban, possibly, and one is more about regarding the bialim. As you said, the bialim aspect is about putting yourself in the korban in order to get the kapara. But there was even a havamina, though, that there's a chovas akarban aspect about, we said, like, maybe it could be like machsh of the korban.
When we learned tamura one summer, we said that there was a hakira, whether it was in the hefter or the gavra. Is it a chiv gavra to do smicha, or that the hefter of the korban needs smicha? We had many nafkaminas. So if someone wants to suggest that if it's in the gavra, then that's internal to the kapara of the gavra. If it's in the hefter of the korban, then that's just a mitzvah. Possible, but I was thinking about that. I spent a lot of time thinking about the tie-in. It's just, I'm not sure it's mukhra, because maybe if they didn't the chefta, then you didn't bring such a good carbon. You shouldn't get such good kapara. So I'm not sure. We had a whole hakira. Those were here for tamura. Effie, what were you here for? Tamura. Effie was here for tamura as a young lad. So Effie remembers from tamura that we had a hakira that's in the chefta of the gavra. So maybe you want to say, if it's in the gavra, that putting yourself into it so you can really get kapara from it, then if you don't do it, it's a gam in your kapara. If it's in the chefza, that you just have to be machshiv this chefza and show more of a focus and chashivas this chefza, then if you didn't do it, it's still just as good a kapara. It's just that, you know, you didn't do some mitzvah of kavod or focusing or taking kachim very seriously. Maybe you could say that.
That would tie in well to Tosfos Yeshanim.
Yes. Okay, maybe you could say it, but it's not, it's hard for me to commit myself because, you know, I can make an argument the other direction also if I so desired. So I'm going to have to leave it at this. So shlomim are not mechaper, but if you look at the lashon, the gemara, at the beginning of Zvachim, they are miratze. Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach don't have ritzoy, and they don't have smicha. But shlomim have smicha, they don't have kapara, but they have ritzoy. So the answer is that when we say kapara here, we don't mean kapara. And the Gemara talks about kapara shlomim all the time in Zochin. They don't mean literally kapara, forgiving sins, probably. It's actually a bit of a chluk rishonim. But assuming we're all convinced by the Rambam, right, that a shlomim doesn't forgive sins, right? The Rambam says you do smicha on a shlomim, you don't. When you do smicha, you do vidoy, right? So the Rambam says, on a chatas, the avon chatas, on an osham, the avon osham, on an olol, the bitul aseis, and lava nitul aseis. And on a shlomim, he says, well, obviously you don't confess sins. Shlomim is not for sins. Rather, you say divrei shevach of Hashem. So we're all convinced by that Rambam. It's not clear that Rambam has to be correct. I think if I recall correctly, it's a Rash Mishant, Miyuchas the Rash Mishant, whatever it is, on the Sifra who says otherwise.
Vidu is also Hoda.
What? Yeah. Okay.
Vidu could but also be Hoda.
Yes, Vidoy could be Hoda. After all, okay, fair enough. Vidoy Meister might be Hoda, except according to the Menchos Chinuch, which is not for now. Anyway, let's say we're convinced by the Rambam, but even though Shlomim doesn't have Kapar, it has Ritzoy. And I think Ritzoy could substitute for, Ritzoy can be called kapara in some sugyas. You still need Ritzoy. You need to be yotzei b'shlamim, and you need to get a certain spiritual, you need to get a certain effect in shamayim from that shlamim.
That's very different, though, because then that's more like Rashi's formulation of whether it's like, you know, Mexicono, whether it's very nichol, whether it's like desirable to God, then it's like a good part of the deal.
No, but you still need Ritzo. You still, the Gemara assumes, it doesn't say in the Pesukim. The Gemara assumes it's still Ritzo in Shlomen. You're saying maybe Ritzo just means like it's accepted by Hashem, not yeah, that you like get something. I don't know, but if the point of Shlomen is to make Shalom between Hashem and the Bailam, etc., then that also has a spiritual effect. It's just a, you know, a spiritual effect that's purely like Asay Tov without the Surmei Ra, perhaps. Okay, Yeshla, you know, Yeshla and Harbin, what a Shlomim is all about, and we're not going to resolve that right now. Maybe another time. Okay, I just want to briefly point out, we're not going to get to where I wanted to get to, but Tosos asks a bunch of kashas, all of which the other Rishonim are not Machshev Bechlau. What does Tosos say? Tamali, Amaylo Garanami, Shirayim Akik Beinayu. How about Shvicha Shirayim? We know in every Karban, right? You do this Rikas, right? In a Chatas, you take your finger and put, not you, I mean the Kohen, and put on the four corners. In an Ola, a Shlomim, and an Asham, you pour on two diagonally opposite corners of the Zveach onto the wall. Okay, but afterwards, and in the Chatas Primus, do a lot of things. Afterwards, what do you do with the rest of the Dam? Share the Dam, you're Shofech on the Yisod of the Zveach. The Yisod is the base protruding from the bottom of the Zveach. You do Shvicha Shirayim. So, Shvicha Shirayim, it says in Shmos Chavtes, why didn't they say Shvicha Shirayim Ikebeinayu? And then Tosus asks the next question. Tosus says, his next question is, give me half a second. How about Haktaras Emurim? It all says Haktaras Emurim, right? After the Avodas Adam, you have to burn the pieces in the Zveach on the piece of the carbon on the Zveach. For an Ola, you burn it all on the Zveach. And for the Miluim, you burn only the fats, et cetera, on the Zveach. So that's also written there, and it's not Ma'akev Ladoro. So those are Tosis' two questions. How come the Shvicha Shirayim is not Ikebe Nayhu? It's not Ma'akev Ladoros, but it's written in the Parsha. Or the Haktor Seymurim is not Ikebe Nayhu? It's not Ma'akev Ladoros, but it's written in the Parsha. Those are Tosis' two questions. Tosus Yishanim and the Tosus Rosh and the Ritva and everyone else answers both of those questions in one fell swoop. And what did the Tosus Yishanim say? He doesn't ask both of them. He only asks one of them, but it answers both of them. Says the Tosus Yishanim that, what is the machlokes of Yochanan Rabbi Chanina? V'asisa la'aron levana of kacha. It's only things that involve Aaron. The machlokes of Yochanan Rabbi Chanina is only things that Aaron does if it's ma'akev or not. Smicha Aaron does. Tenufa Aaron does. But who did the Haktores Emurim and the Shvicha and the Zrika Tadam during the Yimei Miluim? Anyone? Moshe. And therefore, most Rishonim say, no, there's no Havamina that Shirayim is Shuri Hadam is Ma'akev, or that Haktores Emurim is Ma'akev, because that wasn't involving Aaron. Only things for Aaron there's a Havamina or Ma'akev. Why? Because the last line in our daft is a Sisal Aaron Levon of Kacha Kacha Ikura Ikuva. So they assume no, it's only things with Aaron there's a Havmin or Ma'akev. And that's one of the four opinions. We got to two: Smicha, Tnufa. Smicha's done by Aaron because he's the Bailam. Tnufa's done by Aaron because he's the Bailam. I remember Rashi and Chumash says Aaron was the Bailam during Shir's Mimi Luim. Moshe was the Ovate. And the other opinions are Riboy and Meshicha and Hafrasha, which are all done for Aaron for 7 days. So the Tosus Yishanim says only things for Aaron is the Havmin or Ma'akev. That's why there are only four opinions in our Gemara and not a fifth or sixth opinion of Haktaras Emurim or Shvichas Shirayim. Tosos assumes no. Even things which don't directly affect Aaron, there's a Havamina that they should be Ma'akev. Even though the Pasuk says, V'asisa l'Aaron levana of Kacha, the Pasuk of Ikov is Kacha Ikuva is talking about, even though the Pasuk is talking about Aaron, nonetheless, it doesn't mean literally things that you do physically to Aaron. It means things that are connected to Aaron, and all these korbanos are connected to Aaron because they're all his korbanos. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Tosus Yishanim and other Rishonim say, I see Aaron one of Kacha, the machlokas is only things that are done physically to Aaron. Tosus says, no, things that have to do with Aaron's korbanos, and therefore Tosus says, Akasha Shvicha Shirayim, and Akasha from Haktaras Emurim. What is Tosus' answer? The Kasha about Shvicha Shirayim? I see we ran out of time. So we will have to pick up with this tomorrow. I apologize for falling behind a little. Tomorrow meaning Thursday, of course. And I made already a big Makoro sheet for next time. So we still have to finish up the Indian Ashricha Shirayim plus this big Makoro sheet for next time. So we'll see. Everyone, please take a big Makoro sheet for next time. So I'm not promising we'll get through the whole big Makoro sheet for next time. As a matter of fact, I'm willing to guarantee we won't get through number two on the big Makoro sheet for next time. But we'll try to get through as much as possible with number one on the big Makoro sheet for next time. So I'll see you all, Amir Hashem, Thursday morning, Shavuos Betamos, Shavuos Betamos at 9 o'clock. And we will pick up where we left off and go on to Rebo Shiva and Mashicha Shiva Ika Benaydo.
Yes, so Rabbi.
Will you send out the Makarot?
They should have already been emailed out at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, they were emailed out already.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, Rebbe?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it worked really well.
Feel free to ask.
I think okay, I wasn't Akasha, just I think that the it worked very clearly. That's from my point of view.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, okay. Things that we have
the board was very clear. The board is very clear.
Excellent. We have to thank Chaim, give Chaim credit for that. He helped me a lot on trying to get a clear board, and Baruch Hashem. Okay, we should only go Mikhail or Chaim.
I noticed Torah Tamima brings the drashot about smicha, samach yado v'lo yad avdo v'lo yad shlucho v'lo yad ishto, samach yado al rosh v'lo al atzavar v'lo al gabayim v'lo kaf v'lo v'yado v'lo gav yado. So when a person wants to achieve a closeness with somebody, the way to do it is by going all the way. If you are reluctant to really put your whole self into it, then Kadosh Baruch Hu discerns the reluctance. It's the same in human relations.
Right, suggested that, you know, smicha, you have to put your whole self into if you want to be close to someone.
What is smicha representing, actually? Absolutely.
I think the pashashat is that smicha represents putting yourself into it. I agree. Mm-hmm. I would just think that that works better for the internal side of the chakira. So it's a little funny, unless the external side of the chakira is purely technical chakira. And, you know, based on hadam, huva, nefesh, shechaper. Okay, any questions from the people here, physically?
Rebbe, I have a question.
Did you send it to everyone? I didn't get it. Answer your question. Rebbe, did you send it to everyone?
I did. You didn't get it, Morty?
I didn't get it, so.
Okay, give it 2 minutes and then check again and watch at me. Okay, let's see, ask a question. See.
Maybe connect to, I was thinking that, Joseph, you know, that the drasha says the Aron Levana Pacha, but if you see it for the Mikdash, then why just don't we just make that as part of that Aron? I was just thinking about the decision. Okay, now I realize. The Tosas uses it for the Mikdash, not just for Aron, and the other Rishonim focus more on Aron. Even though the Chor is also for the Mikdash, that's the funny part. Like, are you going to say it wasn't for the Mikdash? Right, so it's a matter of relative focus between the Mikdash and Aaron, you're saying. I totally hear that as well. I wasn't sure how to be magdur that, because you hear it's both, but I hear the time. Counter the time. About what? Meaning whether it's for Shechin or for Karbanos? Yeah. If the purpose of the Mikdash, explain. No, hold on. It's whether it's for Karbonos or for Shechina. That's Machlokas, no? Yeah, I'm not certain. You have to work on that. Okay, but I hear your point. I just wasn't trying to be mockered, but I agree with the general direction. Effie.
Not sure.
What?
Not sure.
a non-shear question. Okay, anyone else have a shear question? Morty, did you get the email yet?
Maybe I have a question.
Hasn't come.
Okay, you know what? Hold on 1 second. Svi, can I have you for 1 second? Okay, who has a question? Shear.
Maybe I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. May I ask a question?
Yes. Go ahead, Joel.
I'm just asking from the last shear in conjunction with this shear. You basically gave three reasons for the prisha of the Kohen Gadol. Either because of Kiddusha, the last one, or because of Chinuch, or because of Tara. I mean, those are the three general directions. What I still don't understand, and we had another kasha in this direction, is the Rambam, the Paskin, according to the second law, I don't know if you call it the second lashon, but Paskin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that includes Paraduma, I guess, B'Shem Rabo.
Uh-huh.
So if you go in the direction of Tuma or Chinuch, so then there's some kesher between Paraduma and the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But if you go in the direction of Kedusha, there's absolutely no kesher.
You know what? I think I might, meaning...
I know, I'm trying to indicate that that's why the Rambam might be going with Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, besides the two questions that we asked against him now. That there are two Tiyufta de Rav Yochanan going on here that we've had in one last year and then now in this year, the middle part, Lasot.
Right, but I might be more inclined to just say that Enochanami, that you're right, that the Rambam would not say the Derech that it's just to like add your, give your frame of mind to Kedusha, because he equates Parah with...
The Rav couldn't say that, though.
No, the Rav said it's to prepare him for the Avoda.
Which
so
is Kedusha.
So prepare for the Avoda, you need for both.
But you have to have Kedusha there, that's what you're talking about. It's a Tosefet Kedusha to make him like Aaron or something like that.
Ah, you're saying obviously they're making him like Aaron is, yeah, that you, I think you asked that last time. How does Parah work if the point is making it like Aaron? Unless you're going to say for the Rav that even though they're learned from the same place, that they're not really the same. And that's what you want to say to me, that if the Rav's going to say they're learned from the same place, but they're not really the same, it's just that that's the drusha, but it's not really what's going on. That works better if it's a, you know, Halach Moshe Sinai, than a freestanding drusha. Because a freestanding drusha should have to be...
I looked in the Rav's book, the Shiurim of Yom Kippur. I happen to have both editions, the newer one and the last. And the first edition, it's not there, the idea that it might just be his general explanation of what a drosha is, that it seems how the Moshe Misinai. He did not say that.
Hello? Right. I said that. I wasn't quoting that from the Rav.
In the second edition, it's quoted. I guess it's Rav Lichtenstein in the brackets. I don't really know who it is. But.
Right. Right. I hear your Taina. I hear your Taina. I'm a Kabbal your Taina.
All right. Thank you very much this year. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. Ben
Narsh?
Yes.
Just on the Vayikra, there are two separate points that are being made. Rashi's making the point that the Vayikra, the word itself, is Lashon Chiba. There's a separate issue of being Makdim. Kriya Ledibur. They're two separate issues.
Ah, okay. This is maybe a similar to what we said before, but maybe a little sharper to what was suggested before. Saying the idea that Hashem called him first is Derech Eretz.
Right.
But why does Hashem call him with the Lashon of Vayikra instead of some other Lashon?
Exactly.
The word Vayikra is opposed to a different word implies Chiba. Yeah.
Right.
I didn't get it. Could you forward it to me? Then I won't bother him anymore. Yeah. Okay.
That seems to be
You know what? Did you get my email yet with the new Makaros?
No, but Charlie is sending them to me, so.
That's weird. Okay. Strange. Okay, so Charlie sent it, so it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
Maybe I just want one more.
You're the host. You're PC stopped working, so I became the host. Your phone is now the host, so you can stop it from there.
Hello? Anybody here?